Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer Against Discouragement by Emma Danzi. John 16:33 says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The last thing that we feel like we can do in times of discouragement is to take heart. The task seems far too daunting for us. We know we are weak, and the thought of overcoming and claiming victory feels distant. However, this scripture reminds us that it is not by what we do, but what Jesus has already done that we can walk out of discouragement and into the peace of God. Have you had a disappointment lately? Has there been a failure in your life that you cannot seem to get past? Have you been hurt or let down by others? The Lord knows your heart. He does not want us to stay in pits of despair, but to walk with Him even down the unknown paths. He is trustworthy, and we can praise Him today for carrying the weight of our burdens for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for claiming victory over sin and eternal death. Thank you that we can have peace today because of the security that we have in you and your sacrifice. We share that we have many burdens and trials, but you have told us to take heart because you have overcome this world. We lay down our discouragements before you today. We ask that we would take every thought captive to you, and that we would stand against the attacks of the devil and our flesh. You are sovereign, and we can trust your perfect plan. Help us not to walk defeated, but to walk confidently with hope and encouragement that you love us and go before us. You are our hope. God, you say in Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Would you renew lost hope in us today? Would you please renew our strength? We are weary without your help. God, help us to soar, run, and walk without getting tired, because our energy and our foundation is in you, our great God. When we are tempted to look at temporary ways to ease our discouragement, help us to look to you for eternal help. When we are struggling with physical, emotional, or spiritual weariness, renew our souls and bodies. When we need Christian community to lift us up, Lord, please come alongside us and send your children to help us, and send us to look out for the needs of others. In Philippians 4:19, you say that you will supply every need of ours according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Help us not to doubt your ability to care and provide for us. God, we are your children and you love us. Help us not to be discouraged about our present difficulties or worries of the future. Help us to think back on all of the many times when you have been faithful. Give us endurance through the discouragement to remember that you provide a way out. Guide us with your word and enable us to be confident in your promise to supply our every need because of Jesus. We confess that we have not trusted you and fully relied on you as our God. We confess that we try to do things on our own, but that we need you to be Lord over our lives in every area. Lead us out of the temptation to be discouraged and help us to move forward trustingly to your joy and peace. God, our rock, we glorify you as our steady. Thank you for your consistency and faithfulness to us. We pray that you would purify our hearts and minds to be steadfast on you. We pray that we would look to you and not to mankind for approval. God, you are our hope and our great reward. We love you and celebrate you today. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.